One person was treated for smoke inhalation after a fire broke out inside a hinterland home overnight. Two fire and rescue crews and a further three crews from the Rural Fire Service attended the address on Ran Lane at Hunchy just before 8 p.m. One person who was home at the time managed to get out okay. They were then treated by paramedics at the scene. It's understood the fire may have started in an appliance in the kitchen. It took crews about 30 minutes to extinguish. New designs have been released for a proposed high-rise development in Caloundra. It's not the first time a development proposal has been made for the Paloma site, which sits at the top of Bullcock Street. The Daily reports this new proposal is to build 179 units across two residential towers, one 10 stories high, the second 11 stories. The new proposal has been lodged to Sunshine Coast Council by Urban Strategies on behalf of Bullcock Projects Proprietary Limited. Well, do not wait to call 000 if you suspect you've been bitten by a snake. That warning from Queensland Ambulance Service as it records 204 snake bites across the state so far this year. Last year, 121 people on the Sunshine Coast were bitten and admitted to hospital. QAS's Naomi McIver has this advice for locals.
Call 000 and keep the patient as calm and as still as possible. And we really want people to avoid washing that snake bite wound. The hospital may need to actually test the site or the bandage for a poison to identify the type of snake.
Works on the final stage of the Coolum Beach Surf Club upgrade are underway. The major renovation will see a new reception area constructed along with a new roofline and expanded eastern deck. Life-saving storage capabilities will also be improved. And briefly in sport, Sunshine Coast product Rocco Zakarski, who stands over 2 metres tall, has been named in Basketball Australia's extended 25-player squad, available for the under-19 Emus as they prepare for the FIBA under-19 Men's Basketball World Cup. The 18-year-old will attend and participate in an initial training camp next month at the Australian Institute of Sport in Canberra.